The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Thank you for joining us on Wines du Jour. We're at Settebello Pizzeria in Napoli. No, in Las Vegas, in the Village Square Shopping Center. Okay, we're America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, and we bring you great information and good food and wines on each and every episode. Thank you for all your inquiring emails from your home country, from all around the world, from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Germany, from Baja California, from New Zealand, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our in-house special guest audience is both hungry and thirsty, and we're pouring wine as we speak, and that way they'll kind of settle down a little bit. Tonight's special guest is the general manager here at Settebello, Adrian Graves, and he'll be with us in just a little while. Our program broadcasts each week reflecting on what we're all about, and that is wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. Remembering also that we discover lots of good information about taste and flavor as we enjoy good food and pair it with excellent wines, because wine is bottled poetry. If this is your first time listening to Wine is Yours, stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast. Wines is Your Food and Wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we are available on podcast, and we're free on iTunes. And remember, age gets better with wine. If you're listening to Wines, I say you are listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. And remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about where we are this evening. And we're talking about Settebello. Settebello, the pizzeria Napolitana. That just means that this comes from the original place. You may not know this, but the original pizza came from Naples, Italy. Napolitana, or Napoletana, depends on whether you're male or female. No, I'm just kidding. That doesn't make any difference. But Settebello is a pizzeria that has, I think, the best pizza in Nevada. And let me tell you why, because it makes a lot of sense once you get to hear everything I have to tell you about it. But rather than have me say it, I think it might be a good idea just to have the manager of the restaurant here, Adrian Graves, has come over here. He's finally took a break. He's going to sit down and talk to us a little bit. Adrian, thank you very much for your hospitality, inviting us here to Settebello, and sharing some of your food this evening to pair with some of our three wines that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a pleasure having you. But Settebello Pizzeria, we've been in town for about 2005. It's a VPN pizza, which basically means we have to adhere by, strict guidelines to make our pizzas all the same. Theoretically, anywhere you go that's a VPN pizzeria, it's going to taste the same. With obviously, they're going to have a little bit of different combinations with the pizza, but the flour has to be the Caputo 00. The tomatoes have to be the crushed San Marzano tomatoes. You have to use the mozzarella. A lot of times we'll use mozzarella di bufala, which is a buffalo mozzarella, but that's personally my favorite. But it's more of a guideline. So the VPN, Neapolitan pizza, it's a very strict guideline that they require you to stand by.
Well, in Italy now, if you want to get into the pizza business, you have to go to school and get a certificate, or you can't do it. It's against the law if you don't have a certificate. That's a fact. So what happened is Settebello goes over there, goes through the school, learns all about it, comes back, and opens up what we now know as Settebello Pizzeria. And let me tell you, it's wonderful. I'm going to repeat some of the things that Adrian said, because the flour is one of the most important things. We've got to go to a break. When we come back from the break, I'll give you all the information about what they're using at Settebello, which is nothing like what they have at any other pizzeria in America. Be back right after these messages.
Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Parthenia Grant. Tune into my show, Divine Love Talk, where you will learn secrets to longevity and health, ways to move into oneness, discover powerful tools to gain victory over self-sabotage, and get enlightened about relationships. So tune in to CRN for Divine Love Talk right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
So tune in to Divine Love Talk Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Settebello Pizzeria Napoletana. That's how a mouthful, you know that? Say that five times and see how far you get. One of the things that I like about pizza, and I'm going to tell you what I promised before we went to the break in just a moment, is I like thin crust pizza as opposed to thick crust. I've said this before, Chicago likes deep dish, they call it, deep dish pizza. To me, it tastes like pie. I don't mean pizza pie, I mean pie pie. It's pie crust. That's what it tastes like to me. And I don't care for the thick. I don't like all the chewy. I like the flavor of the flour that they use to make the crust, but also the ingredients that are on top. And boy, let me tell you, there is no limit to the amount of combinations that you can possibly put together to make a pizza. But let me mention now what I promised before we went to the break. The flour, as Adrian said, comes from Napoli, Naples, if you will. 00, important, not available everywhere. And I tell you that most pizzerias, you know, the ones you see TV ads and so on, ain't using 00 because it's more expensive. They're using all-purpose flour. And I have to tell you, all-purpose flour is nothing like 00 when you're making pizza. It just doesn't work that way. You think flour is flour? Not true. That's like saying, you know, shoes and socks. They're two different things. Okay. Prosciutto. Everybody's familiar with prosciutto, the Italian ham and so on. Comes to us from the best prosciutto. There's three different areas in Italy that make prosciutto. I don't know if you know that or not. But the most popular and the quality one is from Parma. Parma, Italy. That's the name of the town. So now you know. Then the tomatoes, and you've heard me talk about this many times. One of my pet peeves about American tomatoes is they suck. They have hardly any flavor. If you're lucky enough to be somewhere close to where they grow tomatoes and let them ripe on the vines, beautiful. I come from the San Joaquin Valley in California. I know two large tomato manufacturers, if you will, or people that grow tomatoes in large quantities. One of them owns a section of land and grows tomatoes on that. A section of land, for those of you that aren't in the real estate business, is 620 acres. That's big. And his next door neighbor is my other friend. He has two 620-acre parcels. And not one of the tomatoes that come off the vine are ripe. They're all green. They're unripe. And the reason is, if they allow them to ripen on the vine, like we would like to see, by the time they get to St. Louis or by the time they get to Chicago or San Francisco, they'll be over the hill, so to speak. So they pick them green. They gas them with a gas that's not unhealthy in any way, shape, or form, but it forces them to turn red while they're traveling between California to their destination, wherever that is, Las Vegas or wherever. And when they get there, they're nice red, and you and I were raised saying, tomatoes, what we want to buy at the store is a nice red, ripe tomato. Well, we got half of it right. They're always red, but they ain't ripe. And they taste like shoe leather on the best day. So, if you want the good tomatoes, you've got to go, guess where? Italy. Italy has a specific breed of tomato called San Marzano. San Marzano is the best tasting tomato in the whole world. That's what they make pizza sauce out of in Napoli. And guess what? They import San Marzano tomatoes right here. That's what they make the red sauce for their pizzas here. So, tomatoes, San Marzano. That's M-A-R-Z-A-N-O, not S, Marzano. That's the name of the tomato. So you need to know. That's also just out just south of Napoli. Then there's prosciutto. Prosciutto comes from Parma, which I already mentioned. Parmesan cheese, everybody's familiar with that. We also know that there's a lot of imitations. American Parmesan cheese is really not that good. Okay? Parmesan cheese coming to us from Modena. That's a town in Italy. It's got the very best. I know it sounds weird, but you know cows eat grass there and they eat grass here, but guess what? The grass ain't the same. So consequently, making the cheese isn't going to taste the same. So you can't just say, well, it's cow's milk, so it's got to be the same. It ain't. Okay? I know I'm using a lot of bad language this night. Okay. Next is a pancetta. Everybody knows pancetta, I think. That comes to us from salumi up in Washington, in Seattle area. And then salami, that's another product, or fromani, comes from Berkeley, California, because the quality is equal to that in Italy. And then last but not least, Chef Mario Bartali, I hope you know who that is. He's a celebrity chef. He has three restaurants here in Las Vegas. His father, and this is where he grew up, is up in Seattle, Washington. He owns a place called Finocchione. Is that the way you pronounce that? Close. Okay. that's his father's place, and that's where the salumi, not salami, but salumi comes from. I know, it sounds like Italian Greek, right? I just wanted you to know that it's important to have that, and that's what they consider a must in Settebello. If they ran out of product from Italy, they'd probably go on vacation until it finally showed up. Then they'd open up again because they're not going to use product that is second grade. So that if you look over here, everybody that's our guest this evening, if you look over here on behind the counter, you'll see an Italian pizza oven that is, I don't know what it costs, but it's many thousands of dollars. Plus
many thousands.
Yeah, plus importing it from Italy here. But that makes the heat like you cannot believe. And that's why there's a little bit of burnt crust here and there. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's not burnt like, oh, my God, I've ruined it. It's like, oh, good, it's added flavor to the pizza. So you here in the audience, I want to tell you two things. Number one, the dough that they use is what they call pliable or wet dough. You're not used to that if you're buying your pizzas from the fast food places, and that's a shame. But the other thing is important is that if you really love pizza, the proper way, and I'm not telling you what to do, I'm just telling you that the proper way to eat pizza is with a knife and fork. It is not the New York way where you fold it in half and shove it down your throat. That ain't a good way to eat pizza. The tastefulness is this. You've got it right in front of it. Guess what? Everybody here's got a fork and knife in their hand. Congratulations. That's really a good thing. Okay, let's get down to a little bit more about Settebello. You are in two different locations in the Las Vegas area, here where we are, which is in... help me out.
Summerlin.
Yeah. And then the other one is in Green Valley.
Correct.
Okay. This seems like this place is loaded all the time. And not only with customers, but the service is good. So you really worry about giving the customer good service, huh?
Yeah, we usually keep about three or four servers on at a time, depending on how busy we are. Usually during the week it's pretty hit and miss, but weekends we're rocking.
Great. And I know one other thing, too, that for those of you that haven't been here, next to the area that we're sitting in, the dining room, if you will, is a great bar. They have wonderful specials that you're running all the time. So if you're looking for a place to come and have a couple drinks in the evening or something, make sure that you consider the Settebello Bar here. And you can always have, and you don't have just pizza on the menu, do you?
No, we got salads, appetizers, a few little, you know, eats and bites.
Right. But the good thing is they specialize in something that's just really important, and that is pizza. Pizza is not only good for you, I don't mean, you know, 10 of them a day, but pizza is really good for you, and the combinations are just unbeatable. They have great combinations on the menu here, or if you're like I am, where I built a pizza oven in my backyard, I make my own pizza and so on, and we have people over, and they just love it. I also do pizza classes in my backyard, and we make usually anywhere from 12 to 14 different pizzas and consume them all before they go home. So it's a lot of fun. But the important thing is the taste and flavor.
Exactly.
What can you tell us about Settebello as to why we should be here if we haven't already come?
It's the first, this is the original pizza there ever was on the planet. This is Naples. They created pizza. It's been a staple since 1500s. The pizza hasn't changed much since then. It really hasn't. If you want a really good, authentic pizza, this is, in my opinion, the only place to come in Vegas.
Right, and I agree with you. Now, you may not know, but Wines du Jour is designed to do two things. One, to introduce you to a restaurant, an upscale restaurant that you might not know about. And two, introduce you to some wines that possibly you don't know about. And then we pair the wines with the food from that restaurant, and everybody has an opportunity to taste the food and the wine independently and together. And that's what it's all about, because one of my things as being a chef is I really enjoy pairing food and wine, and I hope you do too. You know, a meal is so much better with a glass or two of wine. In fact, the medical profession, and I say this almost every week, but the medical profession now claims, and this is not just a doctor or two, this is the medical profession around the world, they suggest that if you're a typical healthy person, you should have one or two glasses of wine with your dinner every day. This is not a Friday night, Saturday night thing like tequila or gin or vodka, whatever. Wine is food. And that's my slogan on Wines du Jour, and I truly believe that. Now, our wines this evening come to us from California, more specifically from Modesto, California, and it's called Apothic Wines. You've probably never heard of it. They don't do a lot. This was kind of an experimental wine that they have put together, and I can just tell you, this Apothic Winery is owned and operated by Ian J. Gallo. Surprise to a lot of people, but man, let me tell you, this has got some taste. We have three different ones this evening. They're all kind of general in terms of taste. We don't have like a Cabernet Sauvignon or a Syrah or whatever. We have blends, two or three different wines or varietals blended together to make, like our first one this evening, is called the Crush. And Crush is made with two different varietals, and that is Petite Syrah and Pinot Noir. The two blend very well together. It has like, I don't know if you've tasted it, I'm sure everybody here has, it's got kind of a chocolatey taste to it, a little caramel taste to it. It's really kind of nice. It's not really sweet, but it's almost, if you know what I mean. So guess what? Adrian and his staff put together a pizza to go along with this evening that has what they call spicy salami and marmalade. Now, you know, we all go to the store and you see it on the shelf, marmalade. They ain't going to use that here. They make their own marmalade. And let me tell you, it's really tasty. So a little salami and a little bit of marmalade on this pizza along with, of course, cheese, and you've got yourself something that pairs very, very well with the Apothic Crush from California. You like that idea? Now, I know a couple of you said, how much? Well, the Apothic Crush is a big retail price of $10.99. That is a bargain, let me tell you. So, not only does it have two varietals together, It is a very limited release, I have to tell you. You can't just go everywhere and find this, unfortunately. You can order it online if you want to go to apothic.com or apothicwinery.com. You can order it. But for all of you here tasting it, isn't that tasty? I mean, it is really very, very nice. And to start out with. Now, you know, this goes well with something in addition to pizza. It goes well with a few other things. One of them is lamb. I love this with roasted lamb or grilled lamb chops, you know, as an example. Or, believe it or not, the other one that I like to go with this is chicken. You like barbecue chicken? This is a wine that'll go great with barbecue chicken. You say, wait a minute, it's red wine. How can it go with white meat like chicken? Well, the answer is, grow up, try it, you'll like it. That's pretty much the way it works, huh? So what are some of the things that you like to go along? You've tasted this wine before. Got to go to a break, I'm sorry. I'll ask you when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at Set the Bello in Las Vegas. Be back in a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't-miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over five maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc., DBA, DebtHelper.com. 1325 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're talking a little bit about Set the Bello, a beautiful place. And I'm going to ask Adrian if he'd tell us a little bit about how Set the Bello got started. And when it got started, so people know how long it's been around and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been open since 2005. Our owners, you know, the two very good friends went to Italy, fell in love with the pizza, met Carmine, who's actually the head chef for the entire company now, and the rest is history. They were out there for a couple years. They spent a lot of time in Naples. They thought, hey, we don't have this in Vegas. We want to open a pizzeria in Nevada, somewhere on the West Coast. and you know, met up with Carmine. He was actually just finishing pizza school in Naples to get his VPN certification. And then they came here, opened their first location out in Green Valley, and now we have about 8 locations across the West Coast.
That's incredible, and that's good. I just can't tell you how much different the pizza tastes at a Set the Bello than it does literally anywhere else. I know it sounds like I'm saying it because I'm here, and it's not. I talk it like this in class and everywhere else because it's an absolute fact. And the reason is they go to all the trouble and the expense of bringing products from Italy that are used for pizza in Naples right here. So it's basically, look at the airfare you saved. You can have the great Italian pizza right here without having to go to Naples to do it, okay? That doesn't mean you can't, but you can. I wanted to mention a couple other things that this wine goes really, really well with it. I've discovered, and I want to share it with you, so if you do go and buy some Crush, here's a couple things that I've written down that goes really well. Rigatoni. Everybody knows pasta, okay, rigatoni. Penne. Or, listen, Alfredo. You like white creamy sauce? Alfredo sauce and this wine go really, really well together. Or any creamy sauce, for that matter. Doesn't have to be Alfredo. One thing to really make your Alfredo better is if you use in your recipe, use a cup of Parmesan cheese, use 2 cups. It makes it, I know it sounds crazy, but it makes it taste so much better with a little more, you know? Alfredo didn't, pardon me?
Always more cheese.
More cheese, yeah, almost all the time. The only thing I don't believe in is a lot of cheese on pizza. You know, that's what most of the fast food places do, is they think it's better to put 4 pounds of cheese on instead of 1 pound. I'm just joking about that much, but I'm just saying more cheese is not better. More is not better on pizza. It's better to have the flavor. Like this pizza that we just had a little spice to it. You notice that? And you notice there wasn't an awful lot of cheese, and yet it tasted beautiful. And it had a little salumi. But it also had, remember I mentioned earlier, they make it here, marmalade. So you're thinking, wait a minute, marmalade is a sweet thing. Yeah, that's the whole idea. Spicy, sweet, and a little salami on a pizza with cheese. Outstanding combination. It worked very, very well. I don't know that you can do anything any better than that. So, barbecued poultry or chicken, mostly chicken, barbecued chicken. Most people don't, you know, they don't do a lot of the other things. Or, a little bit later, when we go to wine number 2 or wine number 3, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about duck. Now, you've probably never had duck on pizza, and I know a lot of you turn up your lip when I said duck, like, oh, my God. Let me tell you, if you don't taste duck, you don't have any idea how good it is. Try it. You'll like it. That's really the way it is. But lamb, like I mentioned earlier, lamb chops, outstanding, whether they're pan-fried or grilled, you know, whatever works good for you. Now, you can take them, you can put them in the oven and roast them. You can put it in a saute pan on top of the stove. You can put it on your grill, whatever. Either way is fine. And a little trick that I've discovered to go with this pizza is to brush a little marmalade on the lamb chop. Not heavy, just brush it on there so you'll get a little bit of taste of that. And then if you're like me, I like spicy, so I'll put a little bit of red pepper flakes on the lamb as well. But that's really up to you. Some people, they think black pepper is hot. So you start talking about adding things like red pepper flakes and they panic. So please don't panic, but don't do it if you don't like it. But if you want to be a little adventurous, try it. I think you'll really like it. It's very, very good. Okay, wine number 2. Let's talk just a little bit about that. It's called, you know, the first one that we just finished was called Crush. The second one is called Red Blend. Now, let me tell you what that means. I mean, you understand blend means there's more than one kind of varietal, but this actually has 4 varietals together. It has Syrah, Zinfandel, Merlot, and Cabernet Sauvignon, all blended together, all from the Modesto area in California, or over in Monterey County, which is just west of Modesto, to the ocean, if you will. And they blend this together like that. And it retails for the same price as the Crush, and that is $10.99 a bottle. So both of them are the same price. The difference is the first one, which was the Crush that we're just finishing, is 14.5% alcohol percentage. And if you've listened to us in the past, you know that we talk about anything more than 14.5, you need to worry about not getting to pair with food. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLifeTV.us now.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Thank you.
giving it away, basically. But here's the thing I want you to know. The first wine that we had, Crush, that it was 14.5% alcohol content. Listen to this. Even though it has four varietals, the alcohol content on this is 13.1%. So this is really a food-loving wine. And let me tell you a few things that I think goes really well with it, especially cheeses. Now, you know, there's hard cheese and there's soft cheese. And generally, one kind of wine goes with the hard cheese and a different kind of wine goes with the soft cheese. In this case, because of this combination, it will go with most soft cheeses and all hard cheeses. And when I say soft cheeses, please don't start laughing. Goat cheese and this are ideal together. Very tasty, and they make it with a special oven. And I want him to tell us a little bit about it when he comes back. So we'll do that when he does come back. But naan is, I don't know. Everybody knows about naan. People that have ever had it say, "Oh, I hope they have naan where we go here and we go there." You know, because it is a very tasty. It's simple, but it's very, very tasty. Chris, I'm sorry, we were talking while you were gone about naan. Could you tell us a little bit about that and the tandoori and so on?
Yeah, so naan, as I think everyone loves bread.
Yes.
And our naan is actually cooked in a clay oven, which is called tandoor. And it's cooked at about 450 degrees. And it comes out in less than a minute. And when you put some garlic on it before you put it in the oven, it actually gets into the fire-roasted garlic naan. And
the aroma must be great too.
It's basically heavenly once you put butter on it. And it, just as a fun fact,
a leg basically is 350. Gets, let me tell you.
Radio Food and Wine program brought to you with great information about good wines and great food in each and every episode each Thursday at this very same time. Thank you for your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from all around the world, from the East Coast, from Left Coast, from Italy, from Baja California, from Australia, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our in-house special invited guest audience are both hungry and thirsty and can't wait to get started, so they're pouring our first wine as we speak. My special guest tonight is the general manager here at Olivia's, Giorgio. He'll be with us a little bit later in the program. Our program broadcast...
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available only on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for our sizzling party savings. Book your wedding event or reception, your birthday bash, or a special event of any kind and celebrate at Angelo's and Vinci's. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate in one of our many festive banquet rooms. It's an incredible fun event you'll never forget. Food, music, and lots of fun. Call for the details and don't forget our daily lunch and dinners, plus our Sunday champagne brunch. Just $14.95. Minestrone soup, sausage and peppers, pastas, chicken dishes, salads, scones and muffins, plus so much more. A chocolate fondue fountain, zamplis, cannolis, fresh fruit, champagne, and Junior will be waiting to make the omelet of your choice from our omelet bar. Angelo's and Vinci's has been voted on the Orange County Hot List as one of the top five Italian restaurants for the past 6 years. And don't forget our award-winning pizzas. Thin or thick, they're yummy.
Before we
all
go to a
Angelo's
break.
Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Also, Syrah, they are not the same grape. They are distant cousins. They're not the same taste. And then Zinfandel, which turns out to be what we call in America the most popular red wine. We can't say Cabernet Sauvignon, even though more people drink Cabernet than they do Zinfandel, but France has... They get claim on Cabernet Sauvignon. So we ended up with Zinfandel. A Zinfandel is not to be confused with white Zinfandel.
You know, I really take offense when people say this is Red Zinfandel. Come on, folks. It's not Red Zinfandel. It's Zinfandel. What isn't red is the White Zinfandel. Okay? There's a lot of people that started out drinking White Zinfandel, and God bless you. That's a good thing. But please don't think that Red Zinfandel, if you will, is a spinoff of White Zinfandel. It is exactly the opposite. Zinfandel was here a long time before White Zinfandel. In fact, for those of you that don't know, White Zinfandel was actually a desperate move by a winery in California that was not making money with the wines they were selling, and they had a lot of Zinfandel juice, and they didn't know exactly what to do with it. So the owner, in a desperation, decided to try something. Instead of putting the grapes in and squeezing the juice out and letting them ferment for, let's say, 2 weeks, he did it for half that. So what would normally be a Zinfandel red wine, it is only like pink at that point, halfway through, and he pulled it out, bottled it, and called it White Zinfandel, and it flew off the shelves. The ladies in particular loved that wine when it hit the street. That's back in the 70s, I just wanted you to know. Sutter Home is the winery that was almost broke. And when they put this wine on the market, now they're very successful, okay? But they're the ones that started White Zinfandel, and you probably know that White Zinfandel is made by almost every winery now just because the demand is there. Okay, you know now more than most people. That's a good thing. So this third wine, which is what I call dark, retails for $14 instead of $10.99. So it's a couple dollars more, but let me tell you, I love this wine. It is really good, and it goes with a number of things I'm going to tell you about here in a minute. So make sure you finish your pesto pizza to go along with the red blend that we just had, and get ready for wine number three, which is Apothic Dark 2014. Now, the other two, the first and second wine, are 2015 is the year that the grapes were grown. But the one that we're about to taste, number three, is 2014. Okay, just so you know. And it's a combination of Syrah, Zinfandel, and Merlot, or from, if you're from Texas, Merlot. okay. I love the dark plum taste of this wine. It has cranberry, which you don't see an awful lot of in red wine, but cranberry. It has kind of a woodsy flavor to it, too, which I think is very, very good. A little fruitiness, and one of the things that's typical with red wine is tobacco. Now, you don't have to be a smoker to recognize what tobacco is. But it also has a little bit of chocolate, or this isn't dramatic chocolate. This is what we would call mocha. That is chocolate, but it's just not as powerful, if you will. So it has a slight taste of chocolate, which we call mocha. Black cherry, again, it's a little bit smoky, which I think is very, very nice. And maybe most important, it has what we call a long, lingering finish to it, which means that when you swallow it, you can continue tasting it for, 20, 30 seconds after that. That is when you know you've got a damn good wine that you've just had. So that's a good thing. So for $14, and I didn't mention this, but I should have, and that is the percentage of alcohol here is 14.1. Beautiful food wine. That's a very good thing. Now, Adrian hasn't been able to get back over here, so let me just tell you what they've done. They've cooked a brisket for us, then they've sliced this brisket, and believe it or not, they put the brisket on pizza, and that's what they're serving us now, is sliced brisket with Fontina cheese, as opposed to the typical cheese that you use, a little bit of olive oil, and some fresh basil. And I have to tell you, this is a pizza that tastes really good on its own, but when you taste it with wine number three, it really hits home. This is a good pairing, and pretty solid. I think that's a good thing. So
Syrah, Zinfandel, and Merlot, 14.1% alcohol, $14 retail. How bad can that be? And, of course, we're talking about Apothic wines from Modesto, California. They have two other wines to choose from, but they're all such a limited amount that we chose these three. They have the most availability, and it's not real big, but the most availability of the five wines. But we just wanted you to taste something that's a little bit different. And the beautiful thing is the combination here with Syrah. And again, we're not talking about Petit Syrah. And Syrah now, just to elaborate just a little bit on that varietal, is originated, of course, in France, came to America. It also ended up going down to New Zealand and Australia. And Syrah turned out to be one of the most popular wines, red wines, in Australia. Still to this day, very popular. And something else I want to mention, there's corks in each one of these three bottles, the three varietals. And that's a good thing. But I need to tell you, Stelvin closures or screw caps is a whole different program. I'll tell you more about that when we come back because we've got to go to a break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour at Seth Cabello in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Seth Cabello. Let me tell you, I love the fact that everything goes so well together with the wine and the food together. That's what it's all about. And that's perfectly, I guess that's a good example of what Wines du Jour is all about, is to be able to do this sort of thing. I also want to mention a little bit about the pesto that we used on wine number two. Now, you know, pesto is normally made with basil and pine nuts, or pinoles, as they say in Italy, and a little bit of garlic, one or two cloves, depending on how much you're making. and then a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. And I want to mention something about olive oil, just real briefly. I recommend that you cook with extra virgin olive oil all the time. If you're not going to cook with olive oil, and it does have an effect on flavor and taste, on your taste, if you don't want that olive oil flavor, use canola oil, not vegetable oil, okay? So cook with canola oil or extra virgin olive oil, excuse me, that or butter. That's about it. Okay, but I just wanted to mention some of the other things that you can make pesto out of. It doesn't have to be fresh basil. You can use arugula, and I have to tell you, arugula with, instead of using pine nuts, use a little bit of walnut. Unbelievably tasty. And it goes really good with beef, a little more hearty flavor and taste. Or you can even use romaine lettuce to make a pesto. I know this sounds crazy maybe, but if you want to try it, please do. And using walnuts, or you could use pecans if you wanted, rather than pine nuts. I'm not saying pine nuts are not good, but that's just the typical one. So these are just like exceptions, if you will. A combination of arugula and some walnuts makes an excellent pesto, and you're not using basil and you're not using the pinoles, so that's good. But you are using extra virgin olive oil and garlic. Now, garlic is kind of up to you. One or two cloves of garlic is perfect. If you're really a garlicholic, you might use three or four. That's up to you. Or you can leave it out. If you don't like garlic, that's okay too. But pesto is something that you can put on something other than pizza. You can put it on steaks. You can put it on chops. You can put it on fish. This is outstanding. A good pesto is really good with salmon. And salmon is the most popular fish in the West Coast, that's for sure, because the good salmon does not ever come from Atlantic. It comes from the West. It comes from Alaska, it comes from Washington, or it comes from Oregon. Those are the three areas that good quality salmon comes from, okay? And it comes from the streams. It doesn't come from the ocean, although they do catch salmon in the ocean because that's what salmon does. It molts, if you will, coming down the river and ends up in the ocean. So if it made it all the way, you can catch it there. But if you catch it in the river, that's really about the best. And fresh salmon is really hard to beat. Now, you can do a lot of things with salmon. You can, you know, once you fillet it, you can cut it into pieces, and you can put it under the grill, under the broiler in your oven, on the grill, I should say, and try to cook it. I know this is going to sound bad from some people. Try to cook it about medium rare rather than all the way through. Why? It has more flavor. Now, so usually turn your lip up at that medium rare. You want it well done. Okay. Hey, our president drinks, I should say, our president eats well-done steak. Now, that's almost a sin. Some chefs won't even make a well-done steak because it's too tough. No? So, but that's what he likes. That's okay. You know, whatever he likes is good. I don't recommend it, but that's okay. On the other hand, a little bit of beef, a little bit of pork, a little bit of lamb, a little bit of poultry on top of pizza, or even with duck. This third wine that we're tasting right now is what we call the Apolic Dark. Is excellent to go along with that. So check with your local retail store. There's a good chance they don't have it. Tell them they can order it, or you can go online to apothecwine.com and order it, and they'll ship it directly to your home. That's up to you to do. $10.99 for the Apothec Crush, $10.99 for the Apothec Red Blend, or $14.